For if after they have escaped the pollution, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein. I am born again. I am no more this. If a man be in Christ, a new creature. You have escaped. Like Lot's wife escaped. But again, you are now a Christian, but you are still entangled with those same nonsense. And even overcome. This is what the Bible says. Peter said, the latter end of that person is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. He said, it will have been better that they didn't know him. Jesus Christ spoke concerning his betrayal. He said, offense will surely come. Because he knew that very soon people are going to be offended because of him. People are going to be confused. Somebody is going to betray him. He said, but woe to that person through whom that offense will come. He said, woe to that person. And he was not talking of Judas alone. He was talking of anybody that would allow that same spirit that was on Judas to come upon you. To betray the Son of Man again. That is what he demonstrated. That's what he demonstrated in the story of Moses. He told him, go and strike the rock. He was speaking about Jesus Christ, the living water that we shall drink and we shall no longer be thirsty. According to John chapter 6. He said, go and strike the rock so that water will come out. He struck the rock. Water came out. They drank and revival was going on. The journey continued in the wilderness. The same condition came again. He said, Moses, this time go and speak. But Moses, instead of speaking, he struck that rock. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Apostle Paul said that rock was Christ. Christ cannot be struck twice. Christ cannot be crucified a second time. He used that story to tell those of us that we come after. And Moses was refused to enter the promised land. What makes you think he will allow you to enter when you continue to put him to shame and strike him and crucify him a second time? And yet you want to go to the promised land. Moses, pray for where? God is saying, if you talk that again, you cannot enter. When the Bible says, this group of people will not inherit the kingdom, always, let's read the 1 Corinthians. Open it to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators. That's why I say, look now, who am I talking to? If now you, tell yourself, call your name, Moses, now you. Fornicator. Idolaters. Adulterers. No effeminate. No abusers of themselves with mankind, homosexuals and lesbians. No thieves. A thief is anybody that takes anybody's property without letting him know. Thief, not thief. Small thief, big thief. Oh, thief. The same spelling for big thief, the same spelling for small thief. The same hell. Right? All of them enter. No covetous. Covetous, always wanting more, and never give out. There are people that just believe anywhere they are, grab. go here, grab, go here, grab, go here, grab, go here, grab. David, that place they call the city of David today. David went to buy that portion of land. The owner of the land, the king said, he said, take it, I give you for free. He said, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Because he will not do any sacrifice for God that will not cost him anything. There are people here now. They come to church. They will never do anything for the service of the Lord if there is nothing they can get from it. See? They are the covetous ones. They are the ones covetous. Covetous. Grab here. Grab here. Grab here. Grab here. Grab here. Grab here. Refuse to give. Evil for the Lord. Evil for the Lord. And in the same setting, there are people here that offer their services here for this ministry. Free. Free. But there are others, church members, so do this now. They will sit down and negotiate how much. Anyway, covetous will never inherit the kingdom of God. They will never inherit the kingdom of God. And he mentioned others. Drunkards! Drunkards are here. And it's very easy to know a drunkard. Praise the Lord. See, in this age, the Holy Ghost told us that a Christian has no right to take alcohol except on the Lord's table. Except on the Lord's table. It's a shame for a Christian to go and sit down in a beer parlor or send for beer and sit down in his house and drink. It's a shame on you. A shame on you. It's why the percentage is only 7%. It's only 7%. Just not. And those who cannot drink outside, since we drink our wine here with alcohol, they arrange with some ministers. When it is time for communion wine to be served, they will make sure their own cup is full. Some people hold two cups. I hold them for somebody. They come. I don't know. And it's a shame on you that you don't even have fear of God. In God's presence, you are coming to take that joke like that. So far. Drunkards. Revelers. Those fight. Anywhere, anybody that meet with you must part by fight. If they sit down for bus with you from here to select bus stop before you drop, fight by the man here or by the man here or with the conductor. There must be fight. Everywhere is fight. The whole of your neighbors, they are against you because you are too holy. They don't like me, Pastor. They don't like me because I pray too much. Because every day I pray. What type of prayer do you pray that instead of your neighbor to join you, they are running away from you? Something is wrong with the type of prayer you pray. Now fight. Your neighbor, Pastor, you know, greet you. Say, hey, Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. They can't greet me because there's fire from me. Fire, they catch up. Fire, they catch up. Fire, they catch who? The Bible says we are the salt of the air. Of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. William Branham said, as a Christian, he said, make yourself so salty that everybody will want to come and taste from you. As a Christian, your own. Now bitter leaf water. When they take a breath, they poison. Wait, what do you give me so? Everyone that meets you leaves a bad testimony. You are a disgrace to Christianity. You are another Judas. And you claim to be a Christian, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's nothing in you resembling your master in character. It's the same Judas spirit. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, when I say betrayal of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, henceforth, no man, know ye no man after the flesh. That means we know one another by the Spirit, from the spiritual point of view. If not from the spiritual point of view, Sister Abigail, you are the same vision. She's seeing vision. If not for the Spirit of God, you'll be Igbo woman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, what thing will make Hausa man call you sister?
Yes, sir.
You'll be Ajia.
Yes, sir.
I am not knowing you from the spiritual point of view. And church, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Apostle Paul was explaining how people come anyhow for communion service, where we demonstrate our unity in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We are united through the blood of Jesus Christ. When we come together like that, we are demonstrating that we are part of that body of Christ as individual, as a collective body. And Apostle Paul was saying, when you come in there, you come in there with all carnal manifestations, with the hatred inside of you, not talking to one another, hating one another, gossiping one another. He said, you do that. He said, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth that bread and drinketh that cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not understanding the Lord's body, not discerning the Lord's body. Why was he saying so? Because Jesus Christ is no more known physically like this. You cannot draw the picture of Jesus Christ now and say, see him here. You cannot say, see Jesus Christ standing here. No. He is now reflected through the body of Christ, the universal body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ. So, the way you treat one another is speaking of your treatment of the Lord Jesus Christ. For as much as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, you have done it to me. And if you have not done it to them, you have refused to do it to me. Therefore, the way you treat a Christian brother, be careful, because in betraying a Christian brother, a Christian sister, you are betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for doing that, said, many people die. Many people fall sick. That's why the church of Jesus Christ is weak today. Weak, so weak, until there are churches which sit down there comfortably. How can a true church, a fornicator, will sit down comfortably? How can a true church, witches and wizards, sit down there and be collecting people's glory in the church? Why? There's no more life. He said, because of betrayal. Abominations taking place there. You are betraying the Lord Jesus Christ as you treat one another. Don't do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, now, it's so important. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 33, there's a statement there that William Branham also brought out very clearly. He made it, he hammered it in one sermon I read so many years ago that I can't forget. He emphasized that statement where they, concerning the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, they took him to Golgotha. And the next statement there says, and there they crucified him. He said, there they crucified him. And he analyzed that statement. There, where? In the holy city. They, who are they? The holy people. Crucify. What did they do? Killed him, who is the him? The Lord of glory, the Holy One, was killed by the holy people in the holy city. The Holy One of Israel, the Holy One, was killed by holy people in the holy city. And that same thing is happening now. The Church of Jesus Christ is that holy city. The believers are those holy people. Don't crucify him again. Live a life that Christ can be proud of us. Church, in the time of ignorance, he winked at it. Now you are hearing me, or you will hear me through the tape. You will hear me through the tapes. You are hearing me now, sitting in this congregation. When judgment is about to set, he, God, will anoint his servant to sound certain warnings. This is one of them. Stop betraying the Lord of glory by the life that you live. Hunger can never kill anybody. Hungry cannot kill anybody. If not, but boy, you die. You for don't die. Because you came to this church with one trouser, one t-shirt, polo. You didn't die. You are still alive now. You married. You have changed 8 cars now. You didn't have to 419 anybody to do that. Don't bend the scripture. Anytime you are hungry, close your door. Cry to God. He is still the same Jehovah Jireh. He provides. He does. Don't because of frustration. Why open your legs? It's time for any managing director to sleep with you to give you a job. It's wrong. You are selling your birthright. You are betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they ask you, are you a Christian or a Muslim? You say, I'm born again. You are born again. Then he look at you, finish. He say, you're born again. The man will smile. He want to confirm whether you're truly born again. He say, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Take this address. Meet me in the evening in the guest house. He want to confirm whether you are born again or not. Out of frustration, you go and open your leg. And you look at you, born again, born again, born again, born again. Let me read the last scripture. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Let me just read that scripture. Chapter 2. It said, but there were false prophets also among the people. Verse 1. Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now watch it. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. That is where I am going. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. By their actions, through their pernicious ways, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The way of truth is the Christian way of life. Christianity is being made caricatured of because of the way so-called Christians live their lives. Unbelievers use us to joke and make money with it. They call themselves comedians. You see? Have you ever seen them? You do caricature with the name of Muhammad. Eh? Have you ever seen them mimic Muhammad? Mimic anything in the Quran? They can't try it. Because there are people that will stand and fight for that Quran. They stand and fight for what they believe. Church, while some people were there, Judas came to betray, if you read the story, to betray Jesus. There were some that stood there with their sword. As they come like this, one of them, why brought out his sword and cut off somebody's ear? It was Jesus that stopped him. I said, no, don't do that. those that live by the sword, they will die by the sword. He took the ear and put it back and healed the man and said, wait till I want. See me here. Arrest me. But the emphasis is, why some we are ready to fight for the truth. Some we are busy making money with the truth. Even in a ministry like this, we have told you, anybody that asks you bring money for anything, let us know. There are some of us that are raised to fight for this truth, including cutting off some people's ears. To protect this truth. And if you see this heinous crime being committed and you look away, you don't report it, you are equally guilty. You are equally guilty. Because in Christianity, nobody stands on the fence. You must be either for it or against it. There's nobody standing in the center. Nobody stands in the fence. Nobody. You are either a believer or an unbeliever. There's no way. Believer here, unbeliever here. Anywhere they go. Anywhere go. You are either here or you are there. How do we know it? By their fruits, we shall know them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When the songwriter says, stand up for Jesus. When they sing, they are not saying you should stand up and sing song. When they say church, immediately they say, stand up for everybody in the church. We stand up. That is not what that song is saying. Stand up for Jesus. It's not stand up and sing. It's a life of standing for the truth. In your privacy, in your business, in your ministry, wherever, stand for the truth. Stand for the truth. There are some people we wear the hair. Now from the man's house, all of them take off, they come. Contrary to what we stand here, I would not visit them. You know, greet her here, brother, how sister? He go say, fine. And which day be that your wedding, sir? Where she dey? She dey house. Which house? My house now. You chop finish, then you go come put it here. If there's any impediment, no impediment. No impediment. You are sure this man never touched you? Azubakwa. Praise the Lord. Greed, you don't know what greed can make a man to do. Greed, greed, greed. When you see some things happening in this church, when this sister was telling me this morning, a brother, you were the one telling me this morning, a brother has been praying for her. A brother in this church has been praying for her. For how long? And the condition never changed. But the brother, they prayed for her, they connected her to the brother from overseas. And the condition no change. Now, if this is a true ministry, if you are truly a servant of God, if you come to me for prayers, I pray for you, the thing no work. Won't I take you to another brother? Let the two of us join our faith and pray. But if I do that, you soon discover that this brother is more anointed, then you will shift from me. Then the thing I'm expecting from you, you go carry and give that brother. Therefore, not me. Not tell anybody, brother assembly. Not tell anybody. Now leave me and you. There are people that are ministers in this church. They have customers. They have customers. Ministers in prayer groups. There are ministers in each other you don't know. The ones you know are very small. The ones you don't know, they are more in number. More in number. What that sister was telling me today, it had to take her to take a flight from abroad to come specially just to come here for prayer. When that brother could have just given you our phone number, we will join faith with him and confront your problem. Who takes the glory? It should be God. Okay. You called me from London. You are coming. You arrived here. Did I pray for you today? I listened to you. I said, let me bring the people that will handle your case. I sent for them. Come on, when I come pray for this one. When they pray, they do my job. They prepare to come back and take over from the Sunday school. While they were attending to her. See, that gift those people have, I don't have it. I don't have it. You see? I don't have it. And I must acknowledge that there is a gift they have, I don't have. And they too must acknowledge that there is a gift I have, they don't have. If the gift I have, together with the gift they have, if we jam it together, no problem, we waste and waste time around us. But covetousness will not allow it to happen. You see? Praise the Lord. Every one of us, we are ministers by the reason of the gift of God upon us. And you cannot be everything. Covetousness. Love of money. The root of all carnalities. That is the truth. Tell your neighbor, don't betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell her, don't betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell three people around you, don't betray the Lord Jesus. Stand up with your hymn book, hymn number 4. We shall talk about Peter next service. We shall talk about denial. How Peter denied today in Judas. Hymn number 4. I love him because he first loved me. E flat. Hymn number 4. Can we be on our feet? Hymn number 4.
When I did this sin,
Confirm it now through your offering. Bring out your building offering, your contribution to our building project.